This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. On the show today, we have Daniel Marama from Marama Marketing talking about how digital paid advertising for credit unions in 2022 is changing right before our eyes, especially in our privacy-first world. Great, great stuff here from Daniel, so check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Mr. Daniel Marama from Marama Marketing. How are you, Daniel?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing today, Mike?
Doing great. Better now that you're here, because we're talking about digital paid advertising for credit unions in 2022 and also in today's privacy first world. And there's a lot to uncover in this one. But before we get going here, can you share with us the latest? What's the latest in digital paid advertising for credit unions this year? Because this it seems to be a trend that's obviously growing, and folks are taking advantage of it. So what do you see from your perspective?
What I would say is that we're entering a cookie-less world due to the privacy world that we're entering right now. And as a result, we had to be ready to make the necessary shifts, because the landscape is shifting from the last 10 years as far as our advertising practices. And therefore, if credit unions are not making these shifts, then they're going to see diminishing returns in their paid efforts. Mm-hmm, and not all vendors or marketers or agencies are created equal. So if credit unions are not having internal discussions about privacy and how that is going to impact their online advertising, then they could see a problem very soon, especially when it comes to their costs.
Yeah, no doubt. So what has changed this year, or what are some of these shifts that you're talking about?
Yeah, so we previously relied on cookies. And when it comes to cookies, there's a difference between third party and first party. Third party are cookies that we don't have control over, versus first party cookies, which are cookies that we essentially control and the data that we manage and control. Mm-hmm. So previously, we relied on these ad platforms to manage these data and capture this information for us. With privacy concerns that are happening, these third-party platforms like Facebook and Google can no longer capture that information on our behalf. And therefore, it is our responsibility to be able to capture that information and then feed it back to these platforms in order to maximize the opportunity that is going to give us the best chance to put the right message in front of the right prospect at the right time.
And what does this mean for credit unions? Because it sounds like there's a little bit more work here involved, or am I going down the right road here?
Yes, there's going to be a little bit more work involved, but it's definitely going to be worth it. And the unfortunate situation is that we don't have a say in the landscape, meaning, especially to your previous question, before we could literally, essentially, if the tracking was set up correctly, and I'm going to use an example of loan origination.
Sure.
So if I had the tracking set up correctly and I was able to have an LOS that, you know, would allow me to capture the right information and track everything, I would be able to notify these ad platforms that, hey, these 1,000 people recently completed an application, and that would happen real time. And as you can see, that information can adapt and change on the fly. And as a result, these platforms would look back, for instance, in the last 14 days and see, okay, what were these people doing prior to completing the application? They were visiting sites like Zillow, Trulia, or Realtor.com. They were looking at mortgage calculators. They were looking and researching rates. And as a result, we can ask these platforms, hey, can you find me other prospects that are behaving similarly but have not yet to come to my credit union or to my website and are not aware of us? And these platforms would be able to put that message in front of the right prospect at the right time.
Okay.
And so without that feedback loop, we're losing the opportunity to engage that prospect at the right time. And as a result, we would have to cast a wider net in order to essentially engage those same 1,000 people that we previously were able to engage. Mm-hmm. And obviously that is going to have an impact on cost.
Yeah, no doubt. And so how would a credit union excel in this area for strategic exposure? So what do they need to do here to stay on top of this?
So what they need to do is capture first-party data. That could include, for instance, capturing, you know, what was the initial traffic source that brought that prospect to the site. And then, as we all know, most prospects will not complete an application the first time they come to your site.
That is true.
So if you have some retargeting in place and they, you know, 6 days later, a week later, come back and complete the application, it would be worthwhile knowing which platform was able to bring that prospect back in and allow them to complete the application. And as from a marketing standpoint, that is going to allow you to allocate your budget to know, okay, this is the platform that is best geared and suited to bring me new prospects. And this particular platform is great at retargeting and keeping my message top of mind in front of my prospect in order for them to come back and take my desired action. And if you wanted to take a layer deeper than that, you can even let these app platforms know, hey, Susie, who recently completed the application, she qualified for a $350,000 loan versus Mike, who qualified for a jumbo loan that is the equivalent of, let's say, $850,000.
Oh, wow.
And so when you can get granular information back to these app platforms, they can take that information and really help you find the ideal prospects, just like the ones that you that would create the most profit for your credit union.
Oh, wow.
But certainly you want to make sure you want to get in front of all the potential decision makers and prospective borrowers that are out there.
Yeah, this is just seems to be a never-ending moving target, especially in the digital world for sure. So what's on the horizon? Or did you have anything to add to that, Daniel? Or
what I wanted to also add is that
for
credit unions that are currently leveraging paid advertising, they certainly want to pay attention and make some changes to what we just spoke about. And for credit unions that previously were not leveraging paid advertising, this is a great time to get into the arena, because there's that disruption. There's constant change that is going to continue to evolve. There's new technologies that are going to emerge that, you know, we are going to take advantage of. And for a credit union that previously was not leveraging paid advertising could easily enter the market and be able to take the market share from the competition, especially if the competition is not aware of these changes or they're not making the necessary changes that they should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good point. Good point. And credit unions need every ounce of leverage that they can take. So this is a really good place for it as well. So having said that, so what's on the horizon for this type of advertising credit unions need to be aware of? What do they need to be looking for the rest of the year here?
Well, I would say that despite all our best efforts, that includes everything that we talked about so far, we are going to continue to have less visibility into the visitors that come to our site. And to just give you some numbers, for the viewers' understanding, last year with Apple and iOS 14.5 update, what ended up happening is when it comes to smartphone users in the United States, about 50% of those are Apple and iPhone users.
Mm-hmm.
And so with the iOS 14 update, Apple basically gave the consumers the ability to block tracking when it comes to the sites that you visit or the apps that you use.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some speculation in terms of how many people would opt out and how many people would allow the tracking to occur.
Right.
And what ended up happening is as of right now, approximately 88% of Apple user or iPhone users have opted out.
Oh, wow.
They have declined and restricted apps and websites from tracking their movements. And as you can see, overnight, that's about 100 million people that literally have said, no, don't track me anymore. And that is going to cause a big problem for us to adjust and adapt.
Quite a bit.
And that's the disruption that I spoke to. So what we're going to end up having to do is we are going to have to go back to the direct response marketing principles that are going to allow us to essentially speak to the before state of the prospect. Where are they now? And what is the after state of the prospect that you can get them to and position yourself as the bridge that would allow them to get there? Because the messaging that credit unions have used for many years, and that, hey, the marketing dollars stay local and we engage and serve the community that we're a part of, that is going to fall on deaf ears, especially when you're not speaking to the problem that you can solve for them.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're referring to the commercial, that Apple commercial where the girl has her mobile and she's all of a sudden she hits the button, don't track or whatever. All of a sudden the people just poof, they're gone. So yeah, that's what, okay. That clears it up.
That's a perfect visual. Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh my gosh. So what can credit unions do here? I mean, I know you kind of alluded to it in your last response there, but just to kind of clarify, what can credit unions do here to kind of stay on top of this?
Well, I for one, I am producing a newsletter that is free to subscribe to. Okay. And I speak about the complicated and layman terms to try to help, especially marketers in the credit union space, because I know they have a myriad of other responsibilities that they're in charge of, and staying in front of and on top of the changing landscape that we're a part of right now is mm-hmm. not something that they may be interested in, nor do they have the bandwidth for. So consuming this 4-minute newsletter that I produce on a bi-weekly basis could certainly be one effective way that they can keep their head above water in terms of understanding and staying up to speed as far as what's happening.
And where can folks get access to this newsletter? I'm assuming maramamarketing.com, or...
The best place actually would be to go to LinkedIn.
Okay.
And I can share a link where they can directly go to that newsletter. Or if they search Daniel Marama, they will definitely be able to stumble their way to that newsletter.
Well, we'll put that link in the show notes so people can get right to it and stay on top of this information. Because again, this is so, so vital. And it's such a moving target. It seems like every day there's something different out there, and which makes a marketer's job kind of like a private investigator almost. You know, they're always kind of searching for new ways to get their message out there. And this is one of them, right?
Absolutely. And that's why it's become a specialized career, because there's no way that a marketer at a credit union can be able to manage the paid side of things on top of what they are endeavored to do on a daily basis. So absolutely, it's definitely a target that's continuously moving.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it's getting to be a bigger and bigger lift each and every day. So good stuff. Daniel, anything else here to add to wrap up? I know we could talk probably another 2 hours on this type of stuff, but I know you got stuff to do. So, any final words here?
Not on top of what we have discussed so far, but I would certainly advise anyone who's interested in learning more. I'm an open book. I'm more than happy to share any information that could certainly serve them in any way.
Right on. Again, we'll put the link in the show notes so they can get right to you, and for the newsletter as well. Daniel, thank you so much for this information. I mean, again, this is such timely stuff and very important stuff, especially for credit unions who want to keep their exposure at maximum levels these days. So really good stuff here, Daniel. Thanks again for the info.
Thank you as well for having me.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.